Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Carol and Tinley Park with a sulfur smell for Mike Epping from Senegar Plumbing. Thanks for calling, Carol.
Hi, how are you?
We're great. What's up?
I had this problem for about a year. It comes and goes. Initially, I just noticed it in the kitchen sink. So I thought I would clean my dishwasher little drain thing there, and I did. I got some long brushes and so forth, and I don't know if it goes and comes. Then I noticed it in the bathroom when I leaned over to brush my teeth. I'm like, the water and my cup smells the same. Oh, my God, what's wrong? And now I'm thinking, well, one source of water for the whole house would be the water tank, but I don't know if that's right or not.
Well, hey, I got a solution. She just stops brushing her teeth.
There you go.
See? You're welcome. Okay.
I guess I'm
on to the next caller.
I'm not able to help her. So
hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning
not
product,
the answer
Carol.
She was looking for.
I should be a plumber.
Yeah, Carol, Dave's nonsensical. Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead, Mike.
I have a question for you. Do you have a private well? Or are you on city water?
It's city water.
Okay. Then it's probably just your anode rod. The anode rod in the water heater is breaking down, and that's what's making that sulfur smell in your hot water. Because you're not noticing it in the cold side, are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay, yeah. Then it's definitely the anode rod, and that can easily be fixed.
So can they take that out?
Well, we could take it out, or we could replace it with a different anode rod that would be better for your water. Otherwise, they actually make electric anode rods, which would eliminate your problem in the future completely. And that's something that if you wanted us to come out, you could give us a call. You could probably take a picture of the ratings label on your water heater with the model and serial number. And if you wanted to text that to us, we could actually give you a price for all those things without even coming out and saving you a service charge.
All right. Then I'll need your cell phone number.
The office line is 847-406-8883, or you can go to wgnplumber.com.
Did you get the number, Carol?
I tried to slow it down after.
All right, hold on. Repeat it back to us. Make sure you got it right.
Okay, 847-406-8883.
Is that right?
Yep, that's correct.
Nice job, Carol.
Ding.
Yep.
Oh, well, can he, before I hang up, that type of thing, can you give me kind of like a ballpark? Because I am retired and I need to budget.
Okay, yeah, definitely. I mean, if it's just a standard anode rod, you're probably looking between $175 and $250, depending on what tank you have. If you go to an electric anode rod, you're going to be more around $400. And we give senior discounts and also veterans. We give discounts for those folks, too.
Awesome. So I don't need a whole new water tank.
No, not at all.
But there will be other plumbers that try to sell their
anode. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
A lot of scammers out there.
Unless it's really, really old and in horrible condition, then I would tell you, let's not put the money in this old unit. But
I don't have a reference for. I've been here 17 years. It was new when I bought it.
Uh oh.
Okay. Well, at that point,
that might be too old.
You're getting to the point where you're already on borrowed time by 5 to 7 years. So it's up to you. If you wanted the anode rod replaced, so be it. Go ahead, David.
How much is your home worth, Carol?
Around $260,000.
What do you owe on the house, Carol?
Nothing.
Nothing. How old are you, Carol?
I'm going on 80.
God bless you. Okay, I've got a solution. What's that, hon?
Okay.
I've got a solution. Yes. Is it only you, or is there a co-borrower with you?
No, it's me.
Okay, how about if we could free up $130,000 out of the equity of your home that you don't have to ever pay back to take care of challenges like this so you're not freaking out for the rest of your life? Would that be something that you'd be interested in talking a lot deeper about?
Is that the same as a home equity line?
No. Well, you could do the HELOC or you could do a reverse mortgage. The HELOC you got to pay back. The reverse mortgage you don't have to pay back. And then you could put a brand new unit in that'll last you probably, Mike, for the rest of her life.
Absolutely.
And you won't have to worry about this. And if your roof goes, you could call up Mike Houston here and not have to worry about replacing that. And if you need help in the bathrooms, Dave could come.
The association does the roofs.
Okay, so you live in a condo.
It's a townhouse.
Townhouse.
Yeah. A ranch.
A ranch. Okay. What, do you have a unit number, or is there a ABC or a unit number, or do you have an actual address?
No, I have an address.
Okay. Do you pay for your garbage, or does the association pay for your garbage?
I do.
Okay. So you're in a planned unit development. You could get a reverse mortgage if you'd like to cover all your living expenses for the rest of your life and not have to worry about it and enjoy the rest of your life comfortably. All right, Carol?
Okay.
I'm going to call you. Mike and I are going to call you after the show and talk to you more about what we have to offer. And if you want to do it, you do it. Okay, hon?
I'm sorry. I'm going to pick up my grandkids after that.
No. You tell your grandkids to take an Uber.
That's
We're calling
way better.
You after the show.
That's way better, Carol.
And, no, Carol, we'll call you during the week, okay? Okay, Carol? Okay.
I didn't hear that.
We will
Can
call you.
Give me your number?
No, Mike and I will call you during the week. You enjoy your family today. We'll call you Tuesday or Wednesday next week, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank
hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. Mike, we're going to dive deeper after we get back from the break. 312-981-7200. You have an 80-year young lady living in a $260,000 planned unit development, which is a townhouse community. It is fee simple, which means she owns it. And she's worried about having enough money to replace a water heater when she's sitting on, Jeremy, over $130,000 worth of equity that she could take out and not have to pay back if she doesn't want to with the reverse mortgage.
I mean, do you think we've talked about reverse mortgages? They just might have like a negative connotation.
They do.
Okay.
They do. Yeah. But I'm going to crush that.
Yeah, because they seem
back.
Amazing.
You have an 80-year young listener who needs a hot water tank. Who's worried about replacing a hot water tank, which is a couple of $300-$400, when she could access over $130,000 to have a new hot water tank and live comfortably for the rest of her life. We'll talk about more about that after the break. 312-981-7200. That is why we come down here every Saturday, and we're here for 3 hours.
Come out for breakfast.
I know you.
Okay, thank you. Okay,
and your hair looks fantastic.
Thank you. All right, great. No headband. No headband today.
It's not bad.
No, it's a good day for
Thanks,
him.
Guys.
For sure.
It's good. It's good hair day today.
It's good.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Did you get a cut?
No.
Oh.
No, I'm just...
So that's what it looks like when it's washed.
Sure.
312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Text us what the craziest thing you found in your sump pimp. A pump pimp? What? What's up? Some pimp.
Whoever looks in there.
Some pimp.
What is it?
Some.
Sump.
Sump pit. Say that 10 times quick.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. I got an email question here that I received from a listener last night at 11:43 p.m. This is a deep flush or a hot water tank. This $149 special, does this include the service charge? Thank you. Love your show. Always listen on Saturdays. Bernard in Chicago. I have no idea what Bernard's talking about, but do you have a commercial running about $149?
Yeah, we have something online right now where for $149 we will come out, and that does include the service call. So it's $149 would be the total to flush that water heater for you to get the sediment off the bottom of the water heater, eliminate the popcorn noise that you're probably hearing. And it's just more efficient once you get all that sediment out of there.
How often do you recommend our listeners do a deep flush of the water heater?
Yeah, and it's not me making the recommendation, David. It's actually the entire industry. The manufacturers themselves are telling that you need to do that once a year.
Once a year?
Once a year.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, we talked about it a few months ago, and I could not believe the amount of questions we had regarding it. No one knows that they're supposed to do that. So it's going to help the tank last longer.
Sure.
It eliminates that horrible noise. You're saving, gas or electric because you're not heating the sediment on the bottom of the water heater. So it is very important.
If you have more than one tank, is it $149 a tank or is it long?
It would be $149 per tank.
Per tank.
Yeah, that's a good question.
And how long? Mark that down. It's the first good question of the day. The over-under of me asking a good question before 11:30 was like 50-50.
Yeah, so the money on the under.
Technically, it's still 11:29:48, so cash the ticket if you said before 11:30. So if how long does something like that, I guess it depends upon the size of the tank.
Correct. How long would it take? Is that what you're looking for? I would say probably an hour or less.
And you'd probably want your technician to come out after you've taken, have already taken your morning shower. So the tank, the tanks have a chance to fill back up with hot water.
It's a constant supply. Whatever's coming out is going in.
Oh, there you go.
What if someone hasn't flushed their tank in, say, 7, 8, 9 years?
Excellent
question. Asking for a friend.
Yeah.
Mike Houston.
Absolutely. That's a great question. You'll have a lot of plumbers out there that would tell you if you haven't done it in the first 2 or 3 years you've had the water heater, it's not worth doing. I would argue that. The manufacturer would argue that. Because even though some of that sediment is going to be cooked onto the bottom of the water tank, every year you're adding more and more on top of that. And I mentioned it on the last show. If you were to take, you know, a pot of boiling water and time, say it took 15 minutes to get that pot of water boiling, now fill it half full of sand.
Yep.
And try boiling it. It might take 2 hours.
Well, that's interesting.
So you're wasting a ton of energy.
That's a fun science experiment.
So I can't guarantee you it's never going to make a noise, and we're going to get 100% out of it. But for $149, it is going to help you. It's going to save on gas or electric, and the life of the water heater will definitely be extended by that.
I've been in my home for a little over 2 years now, I think, and I've never heard of this. And so when your guy comes out, Don, was that his name, who came out? To fix.
Oh, that was Dan.
Dan, yeah. Began with a D.
Class. Had an N in there. He could do that for you while we're there.
I missed
and
the bowel.
Just so you know, we're about a week out on the parts. So.
Okay, good. And that toilet doesn't run anymore, so thank
That's
you.
Amazing.
Both toilets. Shocking good. What happens when you have a licensed plumber come and fix your stuff. So when
it gets done.
When
done right.
Right. I don't push the button in and then it keeps running for 5 minutes. So Dan, he could do that?
Absolutely.
All right, let's put that on the list. I had no idea. Okay, so that's the special $149 a tank.
Yeah, and I actually had something else we were going to run. I know you're a Blackhawks fan,
yeah.
So we're going to do a hat trick special for September. So what we're going to do is the $149 that was put out this morning on my way down here, my business partner and I changed that to $99.
Wow.
Cool.
So it's going to cost $99. Per water heater,
okay,
not $149.
I like that better.
The second thing I'm going to add out for $99 is a whole home gas inspection.
Oh, nice!
Whoa!
So with
that's
that,
awesome.
Really, it's a great thing too, because if anyone listening has ever called the gas company because they smell gas,
it's the worst experience. Crazy. Yeah. We had a customer do that, and the gas company just comes out. They just shut your gas off.
Right. Yep.
Like instantly, they'll just shut it off, and they're. What?
Yep. Middle of winter.
Middle of winter. They don't
it
even
doesn't
care.
Matter.
Yeah. But get them out now before the winter kicks in. And you
yeah,
need
no,
the
it's
gas
great.
To-
it's great timing for it. So the hat trick, you know, 3 items. The third item is going to be a plumbing inspection. Whole home, $99.
Okay. For all three.
All three of those things, if you get 2 out of the 3, 33% off. We're all about threes. You're basically paying for 2 inspections and getting 3.
Nice.
Awesome. That's phenomenal.
Phone number for listeners, one to take advantage of it.
It's 847-406-8883 or WGenPlumber.com.
All right.